Back now with Day to Day, another day, another indictment, or so it seems, in New Jersey government. Recently, 11 officials, including a couple of mayors and several Pleasantville school board members, were charged with accepting bribes. Municipal judges are being investigated for fixing tickets for friends, and the mayor of Atlantic City has resigned and could be investigated for claiming he was a member of the Green Berets. What is going on in the Garden State? Mike Pesca is willing to pass us an envelope stuffed with answers.
In the photos on display in the seventh floor conference room overlooking Newark, New Jersey, Chris Christie is shaking hands with former Attorney Generals John Ashcroft and Alberto Gonzalez. In the pictures, he's affecting what you might call a business smile, mouth turned up at the corners, but no wrinkling of the eyes. In real life, Christie, who looks a little like former NFL lineman Mike Golick, has just broken out into a big grin. He's recalling some of the forehead slap-inducing corruption cases that he's prosecuted during his almost 6 years as U.S. attorney. There was, for example, the former mayor of Middleton Township, Ray O'Grady, who was videotaped taking bribes from an undercover FBI agent.
When the undercover agent said, well, geez, don't you worry about getting caught doing this kind of stuff? And he said, don't worry about me, I could smell a cop from a mile away.
And there was Hudson County official Bill Breaker.
When he was shaking down this one particular doctor who was trying to get a contract with Hudson County to provide health care services, he said cash and unlimited scripts for Viagra.
Oh, there was the mayor of Burlington, who liked to sponsor charity golf tournaments, figuring that he himself was a worthy enough cause. There was Charles Kushner, who hired a prostitute to sleep with a potentially hostile witness. By the way, the witness was Kushner's brother-in-law. There was a guy named Joey Busses, and another who insisted on using the code word Machiavelli. Christie, who's never lost a corruption case, has a running tally.
126 now in the last 5.5 years.
Those are just the bribees. If you take into account the bribers, Christie says it's about 175. Anne Milgram has been keeping her own count during the short time she's been New Jersey's attorney general.
32 people convicted since January of 2006.
Add it up and it's over 200 corrupt New Jerseyites that we know of. This does not include former Governor James McGreevy, who left office under a cloud of scandal, former Senator Robert Torricelli, who opted out of a re-election bid under a cloud of scandal, or Bob Levy, former mayor of Atlantic City, where, let's look at the five-day forecast, cloud of scandal. After McGreevy left office, the acting governor, Richard Cody, convened a panel on ethics. It was headed by Seton Hall Law professor Paula Franzese. She knows what New Jersey is up against.
It truly does take a veritable army and arsenal to bust up and break up an old boys network. This is the way that things have always been done, and this is the way they'll continue to be done, with the misuse of public office for private gain.
During Chris Christie's time as New Jersey's U.S. attorney, the majority of those indicted office holders have been Democrats. Recently, two professors accounted for all the public officials investigated by all U.S. attorneys across the country and found that under the Bush administration, for every one Republican investigated, there were 7 Democrats. The professors say this is evidence of a form of political profiling, but even the most prominent Democrats in New Jersey aren't crying foul. Democrat Richard Cody, who is now the president of the New Jersey Senate, doesn't think there's a political witch hunt going on. He just thinks New Jersey is a Democratic state where most of the honest and dishonest politicians will tend to be Democrats.
I don't think the U.S. attorney cares whether he indicts a Republican or a Democrat. If they did something wrong, he goes after him.
Cody places most of the blame for all this corruption on the dirty politicians themselves. But he also thinks that if the voters of New Jersey countenance corruption, they're no better than unindicted co-conspirators.
Let's get the bad apples out. But the most important thing is not me or the U.S. attorney. It's the people who elect the people who represent them. And if they're not vigilant about electing people with integrity and honesty and decency, then shame on us.
It's a brave thing for Cody to say, given that corruption is a big issue for Republicans trying to retake both parts of the state legislature this November. But a New Jersey resident, even one who's deeply committed to deworming the political orchard of bad apples, has a problem. As Paula Franzese puts it,
no matter how cynical you get, you can't really keep up.
So many politicians have been arrested and convicted that it's hard to keep them straight. Hearing the names and charges, Stanley Young bribes, Paul Zambrano extortion, Patrick Malloy obstruction of justice, it's just tedious, and hearing the number is abstract. So as a service to the voters of New Jersey, with a doff of the fedora to local fella Frank Sinatra, we put together a little ditty, dedicated to the officials who didn't get away with it all.
Let's start with Bob Januszewski, or damn party chair Charlie Cart, or Richard Vuola, whose taste for payola proved not to be very smart. Five on the Pleasantville school board.
So far, the state has passed strong rules to govern executive branch employees and is also piloting a program to encourage cleaner elections. New Jersey isn't actually in the top 10 of most corrupt states, according to some surveys, though it does have extremely high profile and, let's face it, entertaining cases. Lyrical, even.
Joe Scarpelli had knees of jelly, just like John Westlake. Sharp James was mayor of Newark, a real graft entrepreneur. The system is broken, just look at Hoboken. Russo's doing time in the stir.
Perhaps the next generation in the Garden State will not accept bribery as a way of life. There is hope yet, for instance, among the students of Keene University, a state school which offers a class on ethics and the law. The instructor is none other than former Governor McGreevy, whose teaching gig not only allows him to impart wisdom, but also to accrue credits towards his state pension. Mike Pesca, NPR News, New York.
New Brunswick Director of Housing
fixed up his own house instead.
And Jory Amoff is quite a dilemma.
Took the roof, bathroom, and shed.
And a furnace.
You can't pocket charity proceeds.
Mayor Foy may have just missed that point.
And Frank Giabatte should learn some karate. He's got four more years in the joint.
Even with good behavior.
This sad song never seems to end.
So if you couldn't get enough of our swinging tribute to New Jersey corruption, you can find a full version of the song, including lyrics, at our website, npr.org. Day to Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen.